This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi outlined key global priorities to strengthen disaster resilience, including innovative financing and strengthening early warning systems and coordination. Addressing the International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI 2025, via video conferencing yesterday, Mr. Modi called for the construction of infrastructure that remains steadfast against time and tide, emphasizing the need for resilience in development.
The Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure is working with 25 small island developing states. Resilient homes, hospitals, schools, energy, water security, and early warning systems are being built.
Northern Railways has begun commercial operations of Vande Bharat trains between Katra and Srinagar. The Vande Bharat Express train, which was flagged off by Prime Minister Narendra Modi from Katra on June 6, connects Kashmir with the rest of the country through rail. Passengers who boarded the trains from Katra to Baramulla or vice versa expressed immense enthusiasm, with many stating they had eagerly awaited the opportunity to travel to Kashmir by train. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has ordered an increase in compensation for the 11 families who died in the stampede in Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru on Wednesday, raising the amount to 25 lakh rupees each. Previously, the government had announced 10 lakh rupees in compensation per family. More from our correspondent.
After the public outcry grows over the Chinnaswamy Stadium stampede that killed 11 RCB fans, Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has increased the compensation for the families of those who died from 10 lakh to 25 lakh rupees. Due to mismanagement and lack of crowd regulation at the Chinnaswamy Stadium, stampede had occurred on June 4th when the fans tried entering the stadium to be part of RCB victory celebration for winning the IPL Championship trophy after 18 years. In another development, two top officials of the Karnataka State Cricket Association have resigned, taking moral responsibility. KSCA President Raghuram Bhat has informed that the resignation of two officials have been accepted. He also said that the association will extend all support to the ongoing investigation in the tragic incident. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
The Manipur government has ordered suspension of internet and mobile data services, including VSAT and VPN, in the territorial jurisdiction of five valley districts for 5 days, with effect from 11:45 p.m. last night. The districts include Imphal West, Imphal East, Thoubal, Vishnupur and Kakching. Government of Sikkim has arranged a special helicopter sortie for air evacuation of stranded locals, tourist taxi drivers and certain government officials stationed at Chatan in North Sikkim. The operation comes as part of the ongoing coordinated relief and evacuation efforts being undertaken in view of the recent adverse conditions that disrupted normal road connectivity and access to the region. The helicopter sortie began this morning from the Pakyong Greenfield Airport, with the first sortie taking off towards Satin to initiate the evacuation process. Germany has reaffirmed its strong support and solidarity for India's fight against terrorism. German Foreign Minister Johann Weidfeld condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and expressed his country's support to India during a meeting with an Indian parliamentary delegation that outlined New Delhi's resolve to not give in to nuclear blackmail by Pakistan. The all-party delegation, led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, conveyed to German political and diplomatic leadership India's unwavering united stand for zero tolerance for terrorism.
Pakistan kya kar raha hai? Terror machine. कैसे वर्ल्ड क्लास टेररिस्ट पैदा हों जनरल्स की अगुवाई में, यह पाकिस्तान. चार बार लड़ाई लड़े, हर बार हारे. हम कभी अटैकर नहीं थे, फिर भी वो सुधरते नहीं है. कारण क्या है कि वो जनरल्स के कंट्रोल में है, पॉलिटिकल लीडर के कंट्रोल में नहीं है. द जनरल्स वॉन्ट टू रिमेन रेलेवेंट बाय परपेचुएटिंग कंफ्लिक्ट एंड द टेररिस्ट हैव बिकम देयर इंस्ट्रूमेंट टू एग्जीक्यूट.
In women's singles at the French Open Tennis 2025, American tennis star Coco Gauff defeated Belarusian Arina Sabalenka in a thrilling final last night. Defending champion Carlos Alcaraz will face one of his toughest challenges yet as he takes on world number one Jannik Sinner for the crown today in men's singles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.